Are you sure you're not in a car?
You don't know that I'm in a car.
Except the fact you told me you're in a car when you admitted to forgetting what the time was and forgetting that we had arranged to do this.
Well, if you're going to bring up things that I told you in confidence before we recorded.
Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew podcast, where we talk about, I don't know, church stuff, church life, cider drinking, and just, you know, this whatever is crazy at the moment. His name is Andy.
And his name is Andy. Andy, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I spent the last half an hour being a little confused, but you know we kind of have already addressed that in our preamble before the intro music, so we didn't have to focus on the fact that we need to apologise for any poor sound quality or any poorer than normal sound quality.
It can't get much worse.
Well, that's true. How are you, my friend?
Good. Yeah, it's been a. Feels like a long week. Yeah, lots has happened. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's been quite interesting. So good one. My car got through its MOT without needing any work.
Woo!
Win. It was my youngest son's birthday.
Woo!
Who also had chicken pox, so that was fun.
That boo.
But he had his birthday. Boo. He enjoyed it, and he is now 3.
Whoa. Is he doing all right post-chicken pox?
Well, he is, yes. Yeah.
Has he is doing the right. Parents recovered from a chicken poxy child?
Do the parents ever recover, Andy?
No, that's true. And I hear that you've gone to a new church this week.
We did, you yes.
Adventurous
yes,
soul.
We went to a different kind of church, in a good way. We went to this thing called Messy Church.
And did you get suitably messy? Because that's the only question I can ever think of when we talk about Messy Church.
Well, it wasn't as messy as I was expecting. It was a bit messy. It was a bit messy. So there was like painting and there was food. So, you know, kids always get messy when there's food. And there's kind of painting, there's some like kind of decorating, like food kind of activities and that kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So kind of messy in a controlled way.
Messy in a controlled way. Nice. Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
In fact, it was a messy church done by the church that you go to.
Indeed. I wondered if we were going to touch on the fact that you went on to my church is a messy church and I wasn't there.
No, but your wife and daughter were.
Indeed. They were attending and I was
not
at the pub. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, I had a singular idea I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
Because I seem to only be capable of single ideas one at a time or something. Anyway, people in the Bible.
That's all of them?
Well, mostly individuals, but I'm sure you can argue for groups. So people in the Bible, there's some people, they seem to have a really bad press, you know? I'm not talking about, you know, the big hitters that we read about, like, you know, Jesus. He seems to have universally good press from the church and from sermons, but and for good reason. I guess people like Thomas, or to give him his full name that he's known as, Doubting Thomas.
Yeah, he didn't luck out on the nickname, did he?
Well, and the fact that, you know, whenever we talk about him, it's always the fact that, you know,
that's the only bit we mentioned.
Yeah, the guy doubted. Yeah. The guy, maybe we have this kind of rose-tinted view of people in the Bible, especially people around who were lucky enough to be around Jesus, that they are able to, because they're able to be around Jesus, they're obviously completely mild-mannered, and they're obviously totally on the ball all the time, and they were never prone to, you know, over-exaggerate or anything like that.
Cutting people's ears off.
Or cutting people's ears off, of course. Yeah. And so therefore, you've got Thomas who kind of walks in to a room, I'm imagining, and he kind of gets jumped on by his mate saying that, you know, everything that Jesus said has actually worked out and is true. And Thomas is saying, well, what? Wait, what? And I'm like, well, fair play to the guy.
Yeah, and essentially we're really down on him because he saw someone who he had seen die.
Yeah.
In front of him.
And not well.
And he wasn't really quite sure whether that person had to come back to life or not.
Mm. Yeah, and this isn't a medical emergency. Let's cart him off to hospital. Oh, look, he's okay. It's not like the Romans were nice with him. Not wanting to be flippant and all.
No. They were not nice to Jesus, no, when they crucified him.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah. Thomas has probably seen this. He's probably got his own fair amount of shock and, you know, trauma going on. And all of a sudden, it's like, surely it would just be a lot to take on. I mean, if you imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you kind of pictured him walking in and all of a sudden it's like, wait, what? Just how? What? Why? To be able to mentally spin around and to mentally and emotionally take that all in really quickly and acknowledge. And give him such a hard time.
So it's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously he hasn't got his own gospel in the Bible that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he did write anything down 2,000 years ago or not, but we don't have it in our Bibles now. So
it'd be awesome.
The majority of Christians wouldn't have read it if it does exist. Mm. So it's like, yeah, we've not had his side of that story, have we?
Indeed.
It's just what other people say about him.
So I'm just being massively distracted now by doing an internet search for Gospel of Thomas. I'm fairly certain it's not an actual thing apart from someone.
I think there's a Gnostic Gospel to do with Thomas of some sort. I don't know much about it. What you're saying essentially is he needs a better press team.
Yes. He needs
at least a better publisher.
Yes, you know, explain to Bible teachers that, you know, the guy was just slow to keep up. And, you know, he might have had his own.
He was presented with something quite shocking, surprising, something that's sort of kind of quite hard to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He asked for some sort of evidence, and evidence was given to him. Yeah. So I wonder if there's the start of a series here of people that we could maybe even talk about in a little bit more depth.
People who need better press officers.
Yes.
In the Bible. Yeah.
The Bible characters who need a PR overhaul.
Okay. Who would you put in that mix?
Oh, Peter. for example, you know, the whole denying.
He's not done badly,
but yeah. Particularly over Easter, there's a whole kind of denying Jesus three times thing.
Yeah, that bit isn't great for him.
And
he's quite rash, isn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like Jonah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And
Adam and Eve get quite a bad press deal as well.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
So maybe yeah, if they had some really good kind of press officers, that could have been spun in a very different way.
It's all the snake's fault. Interesting. Yeah. It's blame snake. It was too snaky. So I wonder if we can go over a few of those characters, particularly over Easter and maybe even weeks afterwards.
Yeah, that could be good. So, Andy, I'm going to put you on the spot with this.
Okay, again.
So Thomas obviously gets bad rap because he had his moment of doubt that we're told of. There may have been more moments. There may have been other things, but we're told about one moment of doubt. And doubt is completely normal, but it's okay to doubt things in that kind of situation. So what would your advice be to anyone listening who is having doubts?
Oh, crikey. That is okay. That is absolutely fine. In some corners of the internet, you hear Christians or I don't know, people who go to church kind of raging against deconstruction, which I personally feel is the whole kind of concept of looking at the Bible for yourself rather than particularly just taking on one particular point of view. So I would say it's perfectly okay. It's fine. Read the Bible, listen to different points of view. I don't know enough about it, but there is an idea of how there's different stages of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe worthwhile looking into that a little bit. And listen to different podcasts, of which this one could be one of them.
Yeah. Absolutely, because I think you're right. Things aren't necessarily as simple as we're always told when it comes to faith and interpreting the Bible and understanding what it all means. Because I think we're often told the point of view of the church that we go to, of the teachers that we listen to. And I think it's okay to ask some of those difficult and challenging questions, and even the ones that you think are too straightforward to ask that you might not have asked before. So there's nothing wrong with asking questions.
And I think on that note, we should probably wrap it up. Encourage people to check us out, please, on Instagram and Twitter at Messy Pew. Or if you'd like to give any feedback by email or complain about anything that we've said, we can be found at themessypew@gmail.com. If you type it into your Facebook search bar, you also find us on Facebook as well.
Excellent. And remember to subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on.
Please do.
Always important.
Now, take care, everyone. God bless.
Wait, Andy.
Mm?
We forgot to mention Judas.